Yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Austin, Texas. United States of America, worldwide. Yo, how are you doing? Oh, it's Saturday. We got Style and Grace with my man D'Angelo bringing us the tunes in the background so lovely, so eloquently, as he always does. I got a different set of energy today. I got another level of passion today. It's been a few weeks, so we coming in with that thunder today. We're trying to put something in the soil today. We're trying to leave this place better than the way that we came in. It's your boy Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. I'm at TC Speaks 32 going live on IG right here and right now. And I appreciate y'all taking the time to listen. My man John Reichel is behind the booth. And, you know, it's cloudy in the great state of Texas. But believe me, what he and I do within this studio, we are guaranteed to bring the sunshine as always. So you know how it is. You know the deal. And you understand how we kick it. Real life, real talk. Nation, stand up. From the north to the south and the east to the west, listen, please do not stress. And the reason being is because, listen to me, you are blessed. It's your hostess with the most, is Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And I am live and wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. That's right. Energy to waste. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, and community, then watch this, ladies and gentlemen, watch this. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. And so you already know. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Oh, I'm so incredibly excited. John, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been in the booth together, and it's been great seeing you today. I got to ask you, as always, John, how are you doing and how are you feeling? Let me know something in my ears, baby.
All right there, TC. I'm doing all right. Just another day in paradise, just taking one day at a time, and you know, I could get a little more sleep, but you know what? What else is new?
Hey, man, listen, John, you're going to sleep when you dead, right?
Ain't that the
truth. Hey, you sleep when you dead, so while we up right now, while we're upright right now, while we have breath in our lungs, we've got to get up and go out and get it. So I appreciate everybody listening. Y'all already know, since we're live, this is the Horn Radio Station. We are live, we are local, and we are digital. You can also check us out at hornfm.com. We will put all the episodes that we have on the Horn SoundCloud. Also, I have my SoundCloud, the TC Speak SoundCloud. We will get this episode loaded. If you have something to say, I'm IG Live at TC Speaks 32 right now. I promise I'll shout you out. And then as well, sending your text messages, 512-337-3776. We got a dynamic and amazing show. And before we get rolling, I got to let, you know, I have to shout my wife out. My wife, the beautiful and amazing Shayna Campbell, she had her 34th birthday. All right. She's 34, but I was telling her last night, yo, happy 21st birthday, right? Because she still looks that good, just like 21 years old. Nothing has changed, and still loving her the same. So, you know, happy belated birthday to you, Mrs. Campbell. And it was a joy, right? And the reason it was so special is because my sister-in-law flew into town, my brother-in-law, my mother-in-law. We were at an amazing steakhouse last night, y'all, and my wife has not had the opportunity to see her family as much because, you know, the family lives in the Bay Area. We live in Texas, so you can imagine with COVID, everything else, we haven't seen each other that much. So we got family and friends, right? The first thing is we walk into Perry Steakhouse, an amazing steakhouse in downtown Austin. We walk in, and my wife is surprised because we put together this surprise party, and she walks upstairs, she comes around the corner, sees all of her friends, right? All of her homegirls. So she's ecstatic, right? She's on cloud nine because it's already different. Like, your boy TC came with that thunder, all right? My sister-in-law, and a special shout out to my sister-in-law, Thais, as well as my wife's good friend, Angela, who helped put all of this stuff together. And when my wife got to see her friends, she was elated. But man, when her family came upstairs and her family rounded the corner and she was able to see her moms, her brother-in-law, her sister-in-law, yo, it took the party to a whole nother level. All right. So y'all know this, man. When you married for so long, yo, you got to keep adding that spice to keep it nice. All right. So fellas, we can't ever just rest on our laurels, right? We got to keep putting foot forward. And that element of surprise took my wife over the top, man. And this was on my heart. I want y'all to let this marinate on your cerebrum. Sidebar to this, because I want to get this thing thing going. We got a dynamic and amazing show for y'all today. We got an excellent topic that is really going to cause y'all to dive in and to think and to take some action, take some accountability for yourselves. And I want y'all to think about this. I don't know about y'all, but whenever I know something dynamic or something exciting is coming up in my life, it seems like there's always a pivotal time along that journey to lead up to that destination where there's going to be some type of experience, some type of adversity that I am going to have to face before walking into that final destination of what it is that I want to do or where it is that I want to be. Like, I feel like life is always going to deal you something to try to derail you from the path that you're going on, right? It could be an argument. Maybe it's some tears that may be shed, loss of a loved one, hurtful experiences, loss, maybe a situation where pride just gets the best of you and it eliminates you to think with clarity. Something happens that comes that tries to derail you from meeting that destination. And I want us to write this down. I want people to write this down. It's a 4-step process. That there's always going to be some form of pain that you're going to experience when going down this destination of trying to grasp or achieve something for yourself. All right. But the pain is not always meant to derail you. Sometimes it's meant to be a learning experience for you. So when you get to your destination, you can succeed and conquer that place at all costs based off of something that you learned through the pain that you've experienced. Right. So write this down. 4-step process. All right. Pain gives us understanding. Understanding is what produces wisdom. All right. With wisdom, you are feeding your mind peace. And when your mind is at peace, that's paved the way for your heart to experience happiness in a way that is life altering. All right. I want y'all to write that down. Let it marinate in your cerebrum. I'll post that on social media because I want y'all to pick up what it is that I'm putting down. Write this down. Pain gives us understanding. Understanding is something that produces wisdom. And with wisdom, you are feeding your mind peace. When your mind is at peace, that means you have paved the way for your heart. Listen to me, y'all. Your heart, you paved the way for your heart to experience happiness in a way that has been life, that will be life altering. All right. So don't always look at the pain as the derailment. Look at the pain as something you have to experience so a lesson can be learned for yourself. And watch this. With that lesson, it will be able to produce, watch this, a blessing that will appease the masses. All right. So there's a lesson and then comes a blessing that allows you to help and appease people that are of the masses. All right. And this is Championship Saturday. So I got to get this in. Let that marinate in your cerebrum. My San Diego State Aztecs are going for their 12th victory this week, John. We going for our 12th victory. We have not won 12 games since in our 99 seasons of existence at San Diego State University. All right. So it is a pivotal year for us. And I want to break this down, John. This is stats because I want people to really feel because I'm so passionate about my school. Listen, in 7 years, only 8 schools have 5 or more 10 win seasons in 2015. And I know y'all are listening in. You might not understand this, but I want y'all to get it. Only that many teams have had 10 win seasons since 2015. And those universities are Alabama, Appalachian State, Clemson, Georgia, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Washington. This the San Diego State University. My Fighting Aztecs are doing something that places them in the same realm of these big Power 5 schools. So my Aztecs, listen, I bleed red and black. My school gave me the gift. My school ushered me into a speech class that changed my life with Africana Studies speech. My school granted me the opportunity to meet my future wife. I owe my school everything, so please believe I bleed red and black. I'm also grateful to my university, and believe us. Look, like, believe me, we're going for that 12th win, and John, we are going to get it. I'm passionate about my school. I always give it back to them, and they always bring me in for as a speaker, and I talked about that element of pain. I have a clip that I want to play for y'all which showcases a clip about what I talked about with pain from the students or the football players at San Diego State University. I want y'all to be able to pick up what it is that I'm putting down, listen in to what I'm saying, and this will be the backup for why I approach pain the way that I do and the way that you need to as well. John, do you have that clip ready for us? Go ahead and give it a play. Turn it up in my headphones.
I want y'all to take this to the bank. Yo, it is easy to be mediocre. But watch this. It hurts to be the best. It's easy to be mediocre, bro, but it's painful. It hurts to be the best. What type of pain are you willing to go through right now? That's the real question. About the work ethic, how hard you gonna do, stick to your keys, yes. But at the end of the day, as a gladiator on the football field, what type of pain you gonna go through? Peter knew his death, and he still pushed forward. What pain are you going to go through today? My pops is an NFL Hall of Famer, Heisman Trophy winner. His name is Earl Campbell, one of the greatest to ever play the game. I asked my pop when he won the Heisman in 1977, like, yo, bro, what did you do? Because you snuck up through the ranks. Nobody knew you in 1976. You snuck up and won the Heisman. What did you do to ensure that, number one, you got the Heisman? Number two, your team made it to the national championship. And he told me point blank, he said, Tyler, that was the toughest I ever trained in my life. I dropped 25 pounds that summer. I didn't think that I was actually going to make it through the football season because of how hard I worked that offseason. He went through pain. But the reward was sweet. The reward was the Heisman Trophy. The reward was the Hall of Fame. The reward was transcending and changing a generation of a family who had never had anybody go to college to now having cousins like myself who cousins who were related to me. Now all we do is talk about college. But he had to go through pain and suffering to make those things a reality, bro. What pain are you willing to go through?
Hey, that's real life, real talk. Stop asking yourself what it is that you want to do and start asking yourself how much pain are you willing to go through to get to where it is that you want to be. We all want things out of this world, but when we find out that we have to get cut a certain way to achieve those things, when we find out we got to get stretched, when we find out we got to talk or sit around a group of people who we normally would not talk to, when we find out we got to put in long hours, when we find out that we have to do things that we aren't necessarily accustomed or comfortable to doing, that's when people start turning their back on their dreams and those things that they were destined to accomplish in their life. So you got to start asking yourself, bruh, like, what is it that I want? And okay, if this is what I want, how much pain and suffering am I willing to go through to get to it? I don't want to sugarcoat nothing. Everybody says, go do this, and you can have this, you can have that. Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you're not willing to go through no pain, it's not going to be yours to claim. Write that down. If you're not willing to go through no pain, it will not be yours to claim. And special shout out as you get out of this segment, special shout outs to my man D. Murph. Listen, I always tell people, you never know who's watching you. This man by the name of D. Murph reached out to me on social media because I was in his daughter's school one day giving a testimony and uplifting the kids in the school system. And she told her dad, like, Dad, you need to get this dude on your show. A young student talked to her dad. Her dad reaches out to me. I'm on his show. Why not sports with D. Murph? A former gentleman who's a Texas A&M Corpus Christi, a former basketball player. You never truly understand who is watching you very closely. So always be on your P's and Q's, because if you are, that may be your gateway for your gift to launch you into another realm, to allow you to manifest and grow in a way that you could have never imagined. Yo, we'll catch y'all on the other side of this break. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. I got something in store for you and you don't want to miss it. Take us out, Big John. Another blessing, ooh-wee, another blessing, ooh-wee, another blessing, hey, ooh-wee, another blessing, man. John, do you have the singer of this song? Who sings this song? Do you have the guy's name down there?
Prince Ty, it looks like.
What does it look like?
Prince Ty.
Prince Ty. Hey, y'all download Prince Ty Blessing song. And I want people to understand that, man. You woke up today, yo, you blessed. But that's not just the end of the work, yo. You blessed to wake up to be a blessing to somebody else. So good, you woke up, you got breath in your lungs, you got direction, you had your breakfast. You were able to hug on your children, kiss on your wife, love on your spouse. You know, handling the business that you got to handle. But understand, with that blessing of being able to wake up and open up your eyes, there comes a level of added responsibility with that. So you are blessed to be a blessing to somebody else. So take absolutely nothing for granted in anything or everything that you do. That's when the work is just now choosing to begin in and with your life. You blessed, you here, you woke up, we got it going on. So now who is it that you can help? Who is it that you can serve? Who is it that you can uplift? Who is it that you can help take to another level on the day as you're looking to accomplish the things that are on your to-do list for today? All right. It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, 512-337-3776. This is the Horn Radio Station. We are live. We are local and we are digital. I'm live at TC Speaks 32. Shout out to everybody who just dropped on. Shout out to Emma. Shout out to Dominique. I got people who are tuning in from all over. So I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. I respect y'all. My Aztecs, Sandy, Diego State Aztecs, y'all are going for our 12th win today. Y'all cheer them on, all right? Be a fan today. Be a fan. We've never won 12 games in 99 seasons. All right? We've never won 12 games. Like, this is a big deal. All right? So let's go. Come on, Aztecs. We got a game against Utah State. But I want y'all to write this down. I talked about pain. And I talked about the importance of, you know, when you're going after something you want to go after, you've got to pay attention to the aspect and ask yourself a real question. How much pain are you willing to go through to get there? It's not what you want to do with your life. It's really asking the question like, okay, if this is what I want to do, how much pain, how much suffering am I willing to go through to get there? Like, how much sacrifice am I willing to go through to get there? And understand the outlook of pain has to shift. Write this down. Pain gives us understanding. Understanding produces wisdom. With wisdom, you are feeding your mind peace. And when your mind is at peace, you have paved the way for your heart to experience happiness in a way that is life-altering and life-changing. But understand that those four things wouldn't come to fruition without the starting point of pain. All right. So be real with yourself and look, there's an outlook and a different there's a different outlook that you should have in the way that you approach your life. I just wrote that this morning, y'all. All right. When it's on my heart, I give it. All right. So, John, can you cue that TC Speaks for me and hit it three times, John. I'm feeling frisky today. Hit that TC Speaks. That's one. That's two. We about to let it rip today. That's TC Speaks. That's what I am, Mr. TC Speaks, at TC Speaks 32. Today's title of the message today is, write this down, be of good courage. All right? Be of good courage, because I believe that the things that we are trying to do in life have a direct connection to being a person who has good courage. All right. So courage to me, this is the way that I read courage. This is straight from the TCSV, Tyler Campbell Standard Version of the Dictionary. All right. This is not Webster. This is not somebody else. This is the TCSV coming to you soon. All right. Courage, the fulfillment of a task, even though you are scared out of your mind to do it. All right. You are scared out of your mind to do it. Courage, the TCSV, fulfilling a task, even though you are scared out of your mind to do it. Somebody else just wrote in and said, do you have a podcast? I don't have a podcast. I just come on the booth in here every Saturday at the Horn and I give you what I have. I give you what I love. OK, on Real Life, Real Talk. But notice, here's what I want people to point out. Notice I didn't just say courage. I pointed out the fact that you got to have good courage. All right. Because there's a time when people could have evil courage, and evil courage has a way of producing harm or injury, not only on yourself, but on other people through whatever it is that you've been blessed with. All right. So notice I didn't say evil courage. I said good courage. All right. I want what you do to have a positive result. So that's why I said good courage. It has a way of touching and uplifting not only yourself, but listen, y'all know me, Real Life, Real Talk Nation. It has a way of uplifting and encouraging and helping the people who also are around you, who are connected to you, or who are watching. And the same person just said, I appreciate the show. Listen, I appreciate you for taking the time to listen. All right. So write this down. Courage doesn't deplete fear. All right. It doesn't eliminate fear. What it does is it is produced and carried out despite fear. All right. So write that down. Courage doesn't deplete fear. When I say have courage, people always think courage means that you eliminate fear. Yo, fear doesn't always go anywhere. All right. But what it does is it allows you to produce. It allows you to follow through, even though you are scared out of your mind and have fear in your heart to still do it. Can I tell y'all something? There wasn't a football game that I ever played with because I was different. This is how I know I was supposed to be a speaker instead of a football player. I used to be scared. I used to be so nervous playing football games. It literally took to me to win after I got hit for the first time, for me to get comfortable, and it lasted all the way from middle school all the way to college. I was fearful, but I was courageous because I still played the game and played it with all my heart and all out of my soul to do it. Does that make sense? You can still have fear. You can still have a goal and be scared out of your mind. Like, should I start this business or should I not start this business? Should I get down on one knee and marry this woman that I've been dating for all this time, or should we continue to date? Like, you are scared of the uncertain and you are scared of the unknown. But anytime that you've been able to follow through, my brother and my sister, I want you to know that you are somebody who is of good courage, because it takes courage to take that next step, even though life is telling you, your heart is telling you that you are fearful of what could possibly be. That's why courage is so necessary, because courage says, I'm going to go through this thing. I'm going to fight this fear. And I'm still going to go after what it is that I want, despite internally everything in my fiber of my being is telling me, yo, I'm scared to do this thing. That's why I'm telling you to be of good courage. So a lot of times people look at what they want and they say, man, the fear is going to go away once I start this thing. Yo, the fear don't go away. It's the courage that allows people to get them through what it is that they are trying to do. All right. The fear doesn't go away. The courage overtakes it and allows you to still follow through. So I want people to have good courage. All right. Not evil courage, not bad courage. I want you to have good courage. And write this first principle down. Good courage is the gateway to self-confidence. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Good courage is the gateway to self-confidence. Y'all rock with me. Stay with me. Your boy TC is going somewhere with this. Good courage is the gateway to self-confidence. Lord of the Rings is perhaps one of my favorite movie trilogies of all time. I love Lord of the Rings. I was an alternative school kid, spent some time through there. And what got me through the alternative system was the fact that J.R. Tolkien, the author of Lord of the Rings trilogy, was the man who brought me through. If you listen to this show, you know I talk very highly of J.R. because he goes to a special place in my heart. But if you know Lord of the Rings, if you ever saw that movie, there's a character that was introduced in the very first series called The Fellowship of the Ring. And his name was Samwise Gamgee, a.k.a. Sam. All right. And Sam was a very pivotal character throughout the entire trilogy series. And the reason being is because Sam wasn't the strongest. Matter of fact, he was a hobbit. He was a smaller creature and he didn't have secret powers. He wasn't an amazing person, dynamic with the sword. Like, he wasn't fearless. He was just a regular guy who had loyalty and commitment in his heart. When his best friend Frodo was captured to be on this journey, of constant peril and a lot of fear and uncertainty to go on this quest, Sam started out as somebody who was very fearful, like very timid. But he told Frodo, like, man, I'm going on this journey with you. And so when you look at Sam, you're like, man, this dude don't have no value. He's not the strongest, but Sam was very courageous. And matter of fact, they wouldn't have reached the destination of the film if Sam wasn't out there to protect Frodo. Sam got stronger with every single series. He got more confident. His self-confidence built because he was courageous enough to say, yo, I'm coming along with you on this journey. And when he came, he became one of the pivotal characters in there. Your confidence gets built from the moment your courage starts to break through. You become courageous, your confidence starts to build. Confidence isn't ushered to you right away. Yo, you got to work for it. You got to make that first move to say, I am courageous and this is what I'm going to do. Somebody out there, I'm telling you, be courageous and the confidence is going to come. Don't look for the confidence to precede the courageous. The courage. All right. Have the courage to say what you want to do and life will fulfill you with the confidence. Yes, sir. The confidence that you need to break through. Catch y'all on this side of this break. Take us out, B. John. Oh, man, somebody, this is speaking to him today. Whatever You Want by Tony. Oh, man, come on. Whatever you need. That's what I'm telling y'all, man. Whatever you want and whatever you need. Your boy TC is here by the grace of the man up above. I'm trying to help you get down those train tracks to get what it is that you want. And all Tony is trying to do is sing in your ear. Within those smooth, smooth melodies help you develop confidence. Come on, man. 1993, y'all. Welcome back to the show. This is Real Life, Real Talk. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. And Tony is speaking to you in the background. We had an argument if it's Tone or Tony. We got people chiming in. I tell you what, John. I'm saying Tone. I grew up saying Tone. So I'm going to just let it be Tone. If I'm wrong on the radio waves, let me know. 512-337-3776. It's your boy TC at TC Speaks 32. Yo, people writing in saying, I appreciate you, TC. Somebody else, man, just wrote in. I read right off the cuff. So God bless you, TC. I'm going through a breakup and just hearing you preach positivity helps me remember to look up and that my happiness is in my control. Man, amen. Say that, bro. Say that. Love you, brother. Also, I'm from Tyler. Let's go, man. Shout out to East Texas. So your family has basically been in my life forever, even though we have never met. Man, you just never know. All right, you never know. But that's why I appreciate and have the text lines open. I appreciate y'all saying those things and reading in whatever. Hey, if text messages come in good, if they come in bad, I'll read them regardless of which. I'm not tripping. And so I appreciate you for writing this in. I see you with the 903 area code. You just never know whose heart you may touch. That's why you always got to be walking and fulfilling the purpose and the calling for your life. Watch this. It's not for you. It's because somebody else needs what it is that you have. So that brings us back to being of good courage, because courage is the gateway to self-confidence. I want y'all to write this down. Listen to me. People want the confidence first. The confidence is not going to come first. All right. People online who are on social media, they just heard me say this. I'm gonna mention it to y'all. Courage comes first. The courage comes first when you stand up and say, yo, I'm going to do something. This is what I'm going to do. That takes courage, because you're doing that when fear is telling you don't do that. Fear is telling you to sit down. Courage doesn't deplete fear. Courage is just that thing that allows you to follow through when fear says don't. OK, the fear doesn't go anywhere, but you keep pushing forward. That's courage. The courage then leads to self-confidence, because self-confidence is built. Now that you stood up and said, this is what I want to do. Now life is about to put you down a journey. Well, each and every time you take a step down the road towards what you want, y'all stay with me, you're going to be equipped with self-confidence. Right. And that self-confidence is the thing that allows you, when adversity strikes, listen to me, when adversity strikes, when you have a tough breakup, when you have issues with somebody that you love, when you have problem with your children, we have problem with people on your job, when things are going left in your life, when adversity strikes, that courage and that confidence is the thing that allows you to keep pushing down the tracks towards what it is that you want and what it is that you need. Listen to me, Aretha Franklin, I did not know this, in the movie that she had called Respect that just came out, I learned that Aretha Franklin had like 8 or 9 albums that people did not listen to. They didn't even care about him when she was up on the East Coast recording. The Aretha Franklin, y'all, one of the greatest soul singers of all time, had like 8 albums where people did not give a dang about what she was saying. And then when she and her sisters had come up with that tone, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. All right. When she started coming up with that and that thing hit and took flight, then that's when she became known as that award winning almighty powerful soul singer, Aretha Franklin. But because she had the courage and because she knew she could sing and stood up and said, I want to be a singer. I'm going to go to New York to be a singer. That took courage. Then the confidence started to come, even when the 8 albums wasn't hitting. And then when that R-E-S-P-E-C-T came, it came because she had the self-confidence to keep moving forward. And that is the stuff that allowed her to not fold when adversity was striking in her life. Y'all don't listen to me. Don't believe me. Just look at what life is teaching us. Courage, gateway to self-confidence. Principle number one, I got to move on. All right, principle number two, courage requires prioritizing self-care. Write that down, all right? Courage, it requires prioritizing your self-care. So I got you down this line. You stood up for what you wanted. You displayed courage, all right? Now you're going down this path of like you're discovering yourself in a deeper level that you've never given attention to yourself before. A day in your life, right? So you got this courage. Now your mind has been blown. Now your heart is opening up. Now you're starting to get more in tune with who you are as a person, the things that make you happy, the things that make you sad, the things that make you nervous. It's like your senses are all heightened at another different level, all right? And now you're starting to feel this ultimate level of responsibility, because now you're looking at life differently. So now you're like, yo, I got this gift. I got this thing in me that's pumping, and this is what I got to do with my life. And then you're starting to see different ways that you could exercise your gift. And so now you're exercising your gift, and watch this, fatigue is starting to set in. Nervousness is starting to set in, because with this gift, now you feel like you got a responsibility to deliver it to everybody, anybody, whenever you can. And watch this. Now people are starting to see you in the light that you walk in with this gift that you have. And now they're coming to you. They're clinging to you. They're saying that they need this from you. They need that from you. And now you're getting overwhelmed. Now you're getting tired. Now you're getting fatigued. Now you want to backtrack and say, yo, maybe this thing is not for me. So now fear is starting to prevail. All right. So that's why I tell people, yo, your fear is a constant hamster wheel. Y'all know how that hamster get in that wheel and that wheel just keep on turning and that hamster just rolling. That's how your mind starts to go when you start feeling your gift and you start being courageous enough to speak out about who it is that you are and what it is that you want to be. So how do we combat those things? Yo, start having meditation for yourself. All right, we got to start having self-care techniques. All right, you've heard me talk about journaling. You've heard me talk about counseling and therapy. I do those things. I do the therapy piece. I see somebody every other week on Sundays. I do that. People have heard me talk about journaling, putting your thoughts down on paper, because it is scientifically proven, research proven, that whenever you acknowledge words and let words breathe, that helps combat fear. That's been scientifically noted. So you've heard that. But now let's take about meditation. Let's give ourselves 15 minutes out of a day to just have our own thoughts, to take in the air that is around us, the scenery around us. 15 minutes to ourselves. And please, by all means, yo, hit your knees in prayer whenever you can, because there can never be nothing wrong with another level of prayer. All right. Secondly, let's declutter our home or our spaces. All right. Look, when you have you ever walked into your home and it's dirty, or you have stuff that's all over the place, or you go to your work desk is just slammed with files. You feel overwhelmed and anxiety starts to surface because everything is cluttered. And watch this. The same is true within your mind. We have a lot of thoughts. We have a lot of to do's. We feel like we're tugged over here and tugged over there. You got to take some time to declutter your home or your space. And when you do those things, your mind starts to declutter at the same time, so you can think and do with clarity. All right. After that, don't hesitate to start telling some people no, doggone it. I talk about that too. Good courage requires prioritizing self-care. Yo, tell some people no today. All right. You can't always tell people yes. When you tell people yes all the time, that means you aren't placing high priority over yourself and your life. You're putting yourself down and taking care of other people before you take care of yourself. Now, how in the world can you be of good courage? How in the world can you have this self-confidence? How can you be that singer that you're supposed to be, that artist that you're supposed to be, that friend, that son, that mother, that daughter that you're supposed to be for other people, when you ain't even placing high priorities over your life? All right. So you got to tell people no, so that you can make sure that you are prioritizing yourself. All right. You got a responsibility to uphold. Get yourself some good sleep, 7 to 8 hours, whenever you can, if you can, because you got this courage. Life is going all over the place and people are demanding stuff from you, and you're demanding of yourself. You got to take care of yourself and get yourself some sleep, people. All right. And I understand that more hours are going to be required of you. Do the best you can. But the fact of the matter is, if you wake up and you're already behind the eight ball because you're tired, that because you're tired, now you grouchy. Because you're grouchy, that means you're going to snap on your boss and you're going to get fired. Please don't get fired listening to this show because TC telling you to go all in. Don't put that on me, all right? But understand, if you can get yourself some good hours, that means you can wake up a different way. And when you wake up a different way, it causes your whole day to shift and be in the same manner that you want it to be. But you got to start taking care of yourself, too, to be able to have this courage, to be able to have this self-confidence. All right. Those are the things that you got to start doing to start taking care of yourself. Yo, tell some people know in your life. All right. Have some meditation and some prayer whenever you can. All right. Declutter your space. Start to declutter your home. Like, pick some stuff up. All right. Move stuff out of the way, because not only are you moving things physically, but it is also training your mind to move things mentally. All right. Somebody just said, preach it, TC. Hey, I hear you, Big Eric. Hey, I'm not a preacher, man. E said, good luck to your San Diego State Aztecs today. E, I appreciate you, man. Listen, y'all, I'm real. Hey, my Aztecs are going for 12 wins. But I mean it when I say it, y'all. You have got to start valuing yourself in that way. And you've got to start prioritizing yourself in that way. And when you're doing those things, when you're having a regimen of some of the things I just listed, it is actually you putting together some consistency in your life. All right. And my wife is the one who actually gave me this, that principle for good courage. Good courage requires prioritizing self-care. And my wife, I got to say this because I want to let this marinate in your cerebrum. Thank you, Shannon Campbell, because this is what will showcase why prioritizing self-care is so important. It builds a level of consistency. The journaling, the therapy, the saying people, telling people no, all those things, you're creating consistency and you're creating boundaries. My wife told me this morning, y'all write this down. Consistency creates stability. Consistency is what creates stability. You get your routine up and those things start to factor in with you being and becoming who it is that you want to be. Consistency creates stability. You and my wife dropping gems. Take us out of here, Big John. So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gonna celebrate your party with you. Come on now. Celebration. Let's all celebrate and have a good time. Celebration. celebration. Woo! I love it, John. I love it, John. I'll be looking at that music video. Dudes got their shirts like buttoned down past their chest hair. You know, they got their afro swinging. Some of them got cowboy hats. Oh, man. Woo-hoo! Man, that celebration.
It's a celebration.
Yeah, y'all. Let's celebrate, man. If you have the younger generation and you don't know what it is that I'm talking about, you're not listening, you're over here on IG with me, go to iTunes right now and download Kool and the Gang Celebration. Yo, that song right there is something special. It will have you excited. So I'm celebrating individuals. The reason I have this song played is because I want to celebrate you for listening to this show. Because if you're somebody who has stood up and said, I will be courageous, yo, that takes courage. Yo, that's tough. That's not easy. And then you're starting to go down that path of self-confidence, right? And that's a special moment in your life. And now you figured out that with this courage, with this self-confidence, now you're starting to to figure out what are the things that matter to you. All right. What's important to you? Who are the people you like being around? What don't you like being around? What environment of work do you like to be in? These are all new discoveries for yourself. These are all special things for yourself. All that stemmed from that moment in your life when you stood up and said, I'm going to be courageous today. And that was just a free statement. But you embodied that and you embraced that. And now life is turning around and spitting you back some blessing for going against, for being somebody who does what most people don't do, which means going up against the grain and saying, yo, I'm going to be me and I'm going to do me and I'm going to figure out what I love, what I appreciate, what I enjoy. And so when you tap into yourself and you're really tugging into your heart and really paying attention to how it beats, yo, it is a special moment, and I salute you all. That's being of good courage. That's what it starts to produce, all right? So with that comes a greater level of responsibility, because once you start to discover your gift in terms of weeding out those things that matter to you and don't matter to you and spending time with yourself, that's when you have to start prioritizing that element of self-care, which is what we talked about in the last segment. All right. Really taking care of yourself so you don't spread yourself so thin, because you feel like the gift that you have now, you've got to start spreading it out for the rest of the world to see. You've got to start utilizing it as a way for you to help people over here. You start extending your olive branches all over the place with your gift, and then you're going to run yourself down in the process. And watch this. You're going to say to yourself, yo, this gift is too much for me. I can't use it. Then our gift lays dormant. Then we live life without purpose and clarity. And now we don't have a gift. Now we start going in circles. Now we start struggling. So you got to take care of yourself. And when you have that level of prioritizing self-care, I play that song Celebration because I heard it for I'm giving you praise right here and right now. I want to celebrate you for doing that, because that's a special moment in your life. When you are going and you finally set boundaries for yourself, man, hold up. Yo, you on a totally different. You got boundaries? What, my brother, my sister, you got yo, you are a beast. And so that's why I'm saying celebration. That's why Kool and the Gang came in. All right. And also because I want to celebrate you. So now we're at that third principle. All right. Courage reveals strength. So when you have found your strengths, not just your weaknesses, because there's a tendency for people to always focus on weakness. Whenever you have found your strengths, I want you to celebrate those things. And I want you to hold on to those things. All right. And I want you to start patting yourself on the back for it. I want you to start embracing yourself, and I want you to start loving yourself because you have found those things out for yourself. Why? Because we live in a culture within this country that downplays patting yourself on the back. That downplays celebrating the victories that you've had in your life, your willingness to overcome. Our culture downplays those things. And so if you give into the rest of this culture, you will downplay the strength that you start to experience in your life, and you will start to see yourself as somebody who does not matter. And what's the big deal? Because I've got this gift. I've got this courage. What's the point? And I don't want people to go doing all this homework on themselves. You've come so far only to give into what society tells you that you should do, and then you're not growing and you're not prospering in the manner that you should. So you got to celebrate yourself each and every step that you are making along this journey that you have, when you are being of good courage. All right. And when I say celebrate yourself, listen, I'm not saying I don't want you to do what the masses do. All right. Because this is what people do when they celebrate themselves. They feel like they have to now like do stuff in a manner to get other people's attention. All right. Or get praise from other people. I don't want people to start feeling like you got to go to social media and start talking about the things that you've done or the things that you've experiencing. Because when you do those things, you're starting to put yourself in a situation where you're not keeping the power from within. You post yourself on social media because you've experienced and watch this. You're expecting people to react with the same excitement and the same joy that you have. When in all actuality, you may post something and not get any likes and not get any comments whatsoever. And now you feel like the rest of the world does not appreciate you or value you. And somehow now we're back to that first level of fear and we're starting all over. We're trying to build courage all over again. When you post something to social media or when I talk about patting yourself on the back, if you're going to post something on social media, you had already have a million likes in your heart and a million comments in your heart. Okay, you posted something on social media about the accomplishments and patting yourself on the back and your celebrations because you are proud of yourself, not because you are looking for somebody else to agree with you, not because you're looking for somebody else to tap that heart button and tap that like button and tap that share button or comment, because now you've taken away the power that you have and you're extending it to people whom you don't even know via social media. And if they don't respond the same way that you wanted them to, now you feel like you aren't important, y'all. That's not what I'm saying. All right. So pat yourself on the back. Celebrate yourself. Don't necessarily look for people to do it. And by the way, just because you don't have 1,000 likes or 1,000 comments on your stuff, that does not mean you're not important. That doesn't mean that you aren't of somebody who is of good courage, who has confidence, who has a gift. Your stuff is still changing the world. Why? Because you feel like you make a difference. You dictate how you are, your confidence, who you are as a person, a man or a woman on this earth. You do. You're not looking for somebody else to uplift you or do those things along the way. Every second of every day, if you are doing something and it is a positive, if you are doing something a little bit better than even what you did yesterday, I want y'all to celebrate that. I want you to stand on that thing 10 toes down and let that be something that propels you. Man, maybe you put together something that it took you. You've been struggling with putting this thing together for the past 10 weeks. I don't know. Maybe you're writing a script for a play and you can't get those sentences together. But guess what? Today you found the right sentences and you formulated the structure of your narration. Yo, celebrate that. Yo, you didn't get lost today in your car and you in a brand new city. Brand new people. You got home without having to use the. Yo, celebrate that. Anything and everything that is important to you, I don't want you to gloss over it. I want you to breathe it. I want you to smell. I want you to touch it. I want you to feel it. And I want you to grab hold of it. And if you are one of those people who are bold enough to try to tell somebody else about what good is going on in your life, or if you're going to shout it to the mountaintops on social media, I'm talking to that younger generation, because that younger generation, you know, you're so big on wanting gratification instantly. Right. And then young people will get bogged down by getting depression and anxiety because there's no instant gratification in what it is that you're doing. Yo, it may not be instant, but guess what? When you get to the place of you using your courage and you got your confidence and you got your boundaries that you set for yourself and you are slowly moving down this train track towards what it is that you want, that's all the confidence and encouragement that you need to keep going. That way you are self-dependent. You are dependent on you to keep pushing yourself. And you're not looking for somebody else to always pull you through. My. Somebody needed to hear that today. Golf Lingo said, yep. Somebody else just said, why gonna make me cry over here, bro? Love. Hey, man, listen, I love you too. And I appreciate that. I think this is another male who is sending this in. And if you are, it means that much more, because, you know, as males, we talk. I talk very much openly about this show on how as men, we should be able to say I love you to one another without hang up, without worry. So the fact that you just said love, y'all, I appreciate you. And if you are a woman, it's OK, too. I still salute you. All right. Love you all, too. Love you all, man. Thank y'all for listening in. I appreciate y'all. This is important, all right? Courage reveals strength, so let's celebrate them. Oh, man. Hey, my man Michael Franklin just said, hold your weight, man. Keep everything up. Amazing work, TC. Hey, I appreciate you, Mike. That's all the way from New Orleans. That's coming in. Everybody, tell a friend to tell a friend about this show, all right? Do an analysis of yourself and think about all those moments in your life where you have been courageous. You've displayed courage, but life has moved so incredibly fast over you that to you it wasn't look like as a big thing. But I'm here to tell you it is a big deal, because when you have courage, it gives you self-confidence. And when you have self-confidence, that allows you not to get derailed when adversity strikes. And now when you take that self-confidence, now that you overcome your adversity, now that you're living in this new superpower you have for yourself, you got to set some boundaries for yourself. All right? You got to prioritize your self-care. And when you've got that lineup of consistency, that methodology in your arsenal, yo, we got to celebrate you, because that means you've done some great dynamic work on yourself and on your heart. I got 5-6 pages of notes. I got some stuff on here I was hoping to say, but guess what? It didn't go that way. I'm going to come back live. I'm going to come back strong. I'm going to come back next time, because I'm courageous enough to get on this microphone and give what's on my heart. Free without judgment, and I'm hoping you all can do the same. I love y'all. I respect y'all. This has been Real Life, Real Talk. I'm at TCSpeaks32, Tyler at TCSpeaks.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Share this message. I love y'all. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so we can grow. Peace!